Welcome to Cackle's Corner, the podcast where you can hear teachings by Marianne Halloran or Ellen Hogarty. Listen in now for this week's episode. In this episode, we have a homily from Father Nathan O'Halloran, given New Year's Day at the Lord's Ranch, celebrating the Solemnity of Mary.
So things don't just change by themselves.
Las cosas no cambian por sí solas.
I have a friend who was in Times Square last night, so I was watching the ball drop.
Tengo un amigo que estaba en Times Square y estaba mirando cómo cambia ahí la bola que tienen ellos.
And I was noticing just again how excited everyone was, and this is going to be a great year.
Estaba mirando cómo estaba toda la gente muy emocionada y pensando que este será un año maravilloso.
But that feeling will be gone in about 3 days.
Pero ese sentimiento se va a ir como en unos 3 días.
And it won't accomplish anything.
Y no va a llevar a cabo nada.
All that emotion.
Toda esa emoción.
Will blow away like dust on the Lord's ranch.
Se va a ir como toda esta tierra aquí en el rancho del Señor.
And it'll be gone.
Y se va a ir.
And I think it's important for us that we celebrate something very different today.
Y yo creo que es muy importante para nosotros que celebremos algo diferente hoy.
We celebrate a person who made a decision.
Celebramos una persona que tomó una decisión.
And then stuck with that decision.
Y se quedó con esa decisión.
For her whole life.
Para toda su vida.
No matter how difficult it was.
No importa qué tan difícil fue.
And that's an entirely different thing than Mariah Carey was feeling last night.
Muy diferente de lo que estaba sintiendo Mariah Carey anoche.
And this is what we would like to gain for ourselves today.
Y eso es lo que nos gustaría ganar para nosotros hoy.
The wisdom from Mary.
La sabiduría de María.
To know what needs to happen this year.
Para saber lo que necesita suceder en este año.
And then the courage to put it into practice.
Y el valor para ponerlo en práctica.
To my great shame, I have to admit.
Para mi propia vergüenza, tengo que admitir.
That I forgot about Mary for a while.
Que se me olvidó acerca de María por algún tiempo.
There were between 2005 and 2011. I didn't think about her that much.
Entre el 2005 y el 2011 no pensé mucho acerca de ella.
I prayed the rosary now and then.
Oraba el rosario de vez en cuando.
But she stopped being an important part of my spirituality.
Pero ella me puso un alto en una parte importante de mi espiritualidad.
And it wasn't until about 4 years ago when I got a new spiritual director.
Y no fue sino como hace unos 4 años que obtuve un director espiritual diferente.
But he just kept telling me, you have to get back to Mary.
Que me decía, tú tienes que regresar a María.
You have to get back to Mary.
Tienes que regresar a María.
And I was thinking about this because I was talking to a Jesuit a few weeks ago.
Y estaba pensando en esto porque estaba platicando con un jesuita hace unas cuantas semanas.
His name is Father Mitch Pacwa.
Y el nombre es Padre Mitch Pacwa.
Yeah, he runs EWTN.
Él es el que está en EWTN.
And he was reminding me of a story.
Y él me estaba recordando una historia.
When he came out to El Paso.
Cuando él vino aquí al Paso.
And came out to ride horses with Father Thomas.
Y vino aquí a montar a caballo con el Padre Thomas.
And while they were in the car.
Y cuando estaban en el carro.
Father said, you know how to pray the rosary, right?
Y dijo, ¿sí sabes rezar el rosario, verdad?
And he said, yeah, of course.
Y dijo, sí, sí, sí.
But he said the truth was he had not prayed the rosary in 15 years as a Jesuit.
Pero la verdad es que no había rezado el rosario durante 15 años como jesuita.
And so they prayed the rosary together.
Entonces oraron el rosario juntos.
And he's prayed the rosary every day ever since.
Y desde entonces ha seguido rezando el rosario todos los días.
And it started to transform his priesthood again.
Y comenzó a transformar su sacerdocio.
And I was thinking about that story as I was remembering I just kind of forgot about Mary.
Y yo estaba recordando esta historia cuando pensaba que ya se me ha olvidado María.
But she's not really an optional devotion for us Catholics.
Pero ella no es una opción de devoción para nosotros como católicos.
You don't have to have a devotion to Our Lady of Fatima.
No, tú no tienes que tener una devoción para Nuestra Señora de Fátima.
But you have to have a relationship with Mary.
Pero tienes que tener una relación con María.
You don't have to wear a miraculous medal.
No tienes que traer puesta la medalla milagrosa.
But you have to have a relationship with Mary.
Pero tienes que tener esa relación con María.
You don't have to wear a scapular.
No tienes que traer un escapulario.
But you have to have a relationship with Mary.
Pero tienes que tener esa relación con María.
And it needs to be a significant part of our spirituality.
Tiene que ser una parte significativa de nuestra espiritualidad.
That's what I had to figure out.
Eso fue lo que yo tuve que entender.
Now, for me, it is Our Lady of Guadalupe.
Para mí es Nuestra Señora de Guadalupe.
I will often imagine her walking next to me. She's like this tall. And she's dealt with all the most important things in my life over the past 5 years. And she's worked through some really difficult things. And she solved some big problems that I didn't think could be solved. And she's cleared some things out of the way that I thought couldn't get cleared out of the way. And she's my short Mexican mama. And it's become a beautiful part of my spirituality again. And we talk every day. And I offer that because she was, Father Raymond Fitzgerald was correct. He was my spiritual director. That the only way certain things were going to change is if I rediscovered Mary.
Era si yo redescubría a María.
Hey, that was going to work for me.
De una manera que iba a trabajar para mí.
There's a whole number of devotions. You can use them, you cannot use them.
Hay muchísimas devociones que puedes usar o no puedes usar.
What's important is to find out how you can have a relationship with Mary that works.
Pero lo importante es encontrar cómo puedes tú tener esa relación con María que funcione.
And that's what I would like you all to pray about today.
Y es lo que me gustaría pedirles que oraran el día de hoy.
Because she will help you surrender those things in this 2018.
Porque ella te va a ayudar a entregar esas cosas en este 2018.
That you thought could never be surrendered.
Que tú pensabas que nunca podrías entregar.
She will help you change those things in this new year.
Ella te va a ayudar a cambiar esas cosas en este año nuevo.
That you thought could never change.
Que tú pensabas que nunca podrían cambiar.
She'll show you how.
Ella te va a enseñar cómo.
She'll show you how.
Ella te enseñará cómo.
She is really, really good at that.
Ella es muy buena para eso.
So, I'd like you all to take that to prayer this new year.
Quisiera que tomaran eso en oración este año nuevo.
Ask the Mother of God.
Pídale a la Madre de Dios
to become your mother,
que sea tu madre,
in a personal way,
de una manera personal,
to become your friend,
que sea tu amiga,
in a personal way,
de una forma personal,
to be a fellow disciple with you,
que sea una discípula compañera tuya.
Father Thomas used to always say, you got to learn to talk to Jesus like a friend.
Padre Thomas siempre decía, tienes que aprender a hablarle a Jesús como amigo.
Well, you also got to learn how to talk to Mary as a friend.
También tienes que aprender cómo hablarle a María como amiga.
If you can't talk to Mary like a friend, then you probably don't have a real relationship.
Si no puedes hablarle como amiga con María, entonces quizá no tienes una relación personal con ella.
So I encourage you to turn to her today.
Los animo a que en este día volteemos a María.
If you have a devotion,
si tienes una devoción,
ask the Lord to deepen it.
Pídele al Señor que la haga más profunda.
If you don't have a very good one,
si no tienes una muy buena,
don't force it.
No la forces.
Ask Mary to show you what's going to work.
Pídele a María, pregúntale a María cómo va a trabajar.
And then just follow her down the road.
Y después síguela por el camino.
Would you please do us a favor and head over to iTunes to rate this podcast? It's the best way to get this material into the hands of those who need it the most. Thank you, and God bless you.